Welcome to Ghostbusters, the radio show that talks about strange things in the neighborhood and weird stuff that don't look good. Talk about stuff that's messing with your head and crazy stuff that's happening in the bed. Why? Because many church folks are falling into darkness. The Bible calls us to walk as children of light. The Bible says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Redeeming the time because the days, are evil. Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to Ghostbusters, the radio show that talks about strange things in the neighborhood and weird stuff that don't look good. One of the things that don't look good, ladies and gentlemen, is we got a lot of young people today that are trying to commit suicide and they're ready to give up on life. And it's just so sad, ladies and gentlemen, that, you know, when I went to school, school was one of the highlights of my life growing up. And you just had fun, you know, reading, writing, arithmetic, and you just had fun. And you, and even some of the teachers, you had some good teachers that made school even fun. And then when I got up a little bit bigger in junior high, I got into sports, basketball, and I just enjoyed school. We never heard about anybody, you know, young children dying. You very seldom heard of any young children even dying, you know, less than on committing suicide. But today, a lot of our children, they don't want to live anymore. And today, we have a speaker. Actually, this is a gospel show, and he had Glenn Beck. He went out and he was listening to Glenn Beck show, and man, this guy, he's a white conservative, and you need to hear what he's saying about our schools and colleges and stuff. And you may not like, you know, him as, you know, his political persuasion, but just listen to what he's saying. And he makes this personally because he's talking about his family. So get close to your radio. And he talks about how Satan and the social media and all of that, how that's messing with his family and even society. So get close to your radio and listen.
What's up, y'all? Gerald here, creator of Gospel Chops and your host for this YouTube channel, back with another video. Now, I have a video to share today from political commentator Glenn Beck. And this video hit home with me because a lot of people in our communities feel like if we could just get the bag, then things would be okay. Things would be better. Our life would be better. Well, if you know anything about Glenn Beck, you know that he is a very wealthy man, able to afford the luxuries in life and create a nice life for his family, lives in a very big home, can afford to send his kids to the finest schools. And yet and still, the devil infiltrated his home, which is proof that money won't solve every problem, especially in a spiritual warfare where, well, money means next to nothing. Let's take a look at what Glenn Beck had to say about the spirit of self-deletion that infiltrated his family and drove him closer to God.
About 4 weeks ago, I think I've mentioned to you, maybe 6 weeks ago, I mentioned to you that I had a feeling in prayer one day that, in fact, the words came to me, your whole life is about to change. Everything is about to change. I need you to rededicate yourself and come to me every day for the next 2 weeks. And so I would go to our temple every day for 2 weeks and pray and meditate and serve. And I didn't get an answer, per se, on what that meant. I for a long time, I thought, maybe he's just testing me. Will you actually do what I say? And so I did. And then I told you that I started to feel very, very optimistic about our situation and that I was possibly being released from what I believe has been a calling that I've been honored to be called to serve, but I have not enjoyed it per se, of being a watchman on the tower and warning people, here's what's coming. And I feel as though there's the possibility that those days are over for me in this way. I'm still going to be warning you, but it was a very heavy burden to go, am I missing anything? What do I need to tell you? I feel as though what I need to tell you now is not a warning, it's an invitation. All those who have really been able to hear, I think most people have made their choices, and others will choose differently as we go. Some will fall away, some will join. But the mass in this audience has heard, and I believe you're the most prepared people on planet Earth right now. I don't think there's anyone, well, maybe the Soros family, that is more prepared for whatever comes our way next. And my invitation to you is believe in yourself. Know who God is and know what your relationship to God is. And if you have wrongs in your life, right them and understand that you are a child of a loving and forgiving God. He is watching us just the way we watch our children when they make huge mistakes. And you're like, oh, you didn't have to do that. And now some things are going to, repercussions are going to happen. And, but I'm with you. There is one kind of love, unconditional love, that I think is provable to all of us, and that is the love of our children. When you have a child, it's different than even your marriage. You can say it's unconditional, but it's really not. Your spouse can do some things that you're like, oh, okay, I mean, you've crossed a line there. But when our kids do something, they're still our kids because we see in them who they could have been and who they still can be if they just get past all of this stuff. That's the way God looks at us. And he's just waiting for us to turn back to him. I had a different understanding about how my life is about to change. And I'm glad to say it only lasted a night. But I had we've had suicidal ideation in my family with my children. And it went past an idea on Monday night. And my world was about to change. The good news is, my child is healthy, and I don't think any permanent damage, and safe in a hospital, and we'll leave it at that. The reason why I tell you this is I know I'm not alone. She was in a children's hospital. And in this children's hospital, there were three kids. She's just turned 17. She was the oldest on the floor. And they are treating children for suicide at the age of 8. Something is going on, and I believe I know what it is. It's what's being taught in schools, how our schools are behaving, how our children are so lost. They're attacking each other unlike anything I've ever seen. Sex is just no big deal when you and I both know it is a very big deal. In my lifetime, childhood, and I've always said this is a joke, but I think it's actually kind of true. The rest of your life is just trying to recover from childhood, you know, and in little things. It doesn't even have to be a bad thing. Like my mom used to always say, anybody want gum? And we didn't have a lot of money. And so she would take the Wrigley Spearmint gum and she would cut it in half and she'd give half of it to my sister and half of it with me. So now I always have three either cubes or sticks of gum. Always. I don't need three. I just have so overcompensated in my, and I've done that my whole life, you know, and we all have that one way or another, something that we're trying to, it just marked us. Imagine the marks that are being left on our children today. And it is intentional. And it is coming from school and social media. TikTok, Instagram, they are the worst. They are the worst. Not Instagram, it's, what's the other one? It's the one I don't have, the kids. The kids nowadays, they have Snapchat. Snapchat and TikTok, the worst. Get your kids off of them. Takeaway, if you haven't given your kids a phone yet, mine needed them when they turned, 15, because they had to go to school, and they had to have a phone, they had to have devices. They should have pulled them from the school at that point, just said, no, you know what, you're not going. But I didn't. And they've changed because of social media. It is dangerous, and it is killing our kids. Quite honestly, it's taken everything in me to not just pack up my entire house and move away to a very small town and live in a house that has no access to internet. If you can do that, you should. I do think you should. Live in a small town. But your problems are going to follow you because they're everywhere. But you need to do what you need to do to protect your family. Don't send your kids to college. What are you sending your kids to college for? Honestly, unless they want to be a doctor, unless it's something that they, but to find themselves, oh, I'll help you find yourself. Not going to spend $50,000 a year or more so you can go find yourself. Because you know what? I know what you'll find. The exact opposite of everything that your mother and I have tried to teach you and just tried, prayed, struggled, stayed awake every night. How do we make sure we plant this value or virtue deep inside of them? That's what you're going to find when you go to college, the opposite of that. And the people that we've prayed to make sure our kids never meet will be paying their salary. We know what's happening in our schools, and we still have our kids in schools. Some people just cannot do it, but there are other options. You've got to get your kids out of these schools. We're in an emergency situation. Now, know that I'm a dad that has just gone through a year of hell, and the last 3 days have been the hardest of my entire life. But I believe all of these things to be true. Something is going on, and we just won't name the evil. Okay, so let's do that. Number one, it's Satan, evil, is playing a huge role in the world today. Period. And in the name of Jesus Christ, you are dismissed. Two, social media. What is happening with social media is just the beginning. You now couple it with AI, and your kids don't stand a chance. Three, what's being taught in schools? They are lies. Four, the lies of the media and Hollywood. You have to be in the world, but not of the world. We need God now more than any other time, possibly in American history, except for the Civil War and the American Revolution. But that's where we're at. Like-minded people have got to start coming together and helping each other. You know, I heard something. Do we have from yesterday, cut one, McCaskill, Claire McCaskill saying, talking about Jesus? Yeah, this clip is amazing. Listen to this.
One of my grandchildren had his first communion over the weekend, and I listened to the homily at that service, and I was reminded about what a peaceful man Jesus was. And I listened to that elected representative, and they always want to say, oh, well, let's not make it political after there's a slaughter of innocents. But this is in its essence political. And I will tell you this, I believe very firmly that Jesus would be shocked at what our country is allowing to happen. There is no way that he would embrace everyone walking around with weapons of war.
Stop. First of all, I don't speak for Jesus, so I don't know. Second thing, I don't think Jesus will be shocked by anything. I think he's got it. The last thing is the most important thing we need to learn. I don't think Jesus would embrace all gun owners. Well, Jesus wouldn't take the guns from them. Jesus would embrace everyone, even the most vile of vile. Jesus would embrace, because every single one of us are a son or daughter of the Almighty God. All of us. He doesn't want us to win over the other side. He wants all of his children to return to him. And you don't get that by calling people names, by putting your finger down on them and rubbing their face in it. I don't care which side is doing it. That's not vengeance. Is his. Ours is to love and support one another and correct things that are eternally wrong and eternally true, to stand up for those things. In the next few weeks, I'm going to go over some things that I found in history that I was not aware of in any shape or form. I had no idea. And my God Almighty, we are repeating history almost exactly. And there is one last step to that history, those historic events, one last step. And it is the one that will save us or destroy us. And I will be telling you about it in the coming weeks as we finish doing all of our homework on it. But I will tell you, it's not too late. God is very aware of everything. And he is our only prayer and salvation. And he wants to help all of his children. But we must be more like Christ, not his policemen.
when the hands that do.
Let's get this ad off, ladies and gentlemen.
And there you have it, y'all. Political commentator Glenn Beck. Now, you may not agree with his politics, but there was a lot of truth in that video. And it particularly struck home with me because I have a child at the university, and I can see the way they affect the mental state of the young and try to turn them against everything that they learned in Sunday school, everything that you've tried to implant in them throughout their entire life. He spoke about how Satan has used the schools and social media to sow discord within the family. And it doesn't matter the level of your income. As I said in the beginning, this man is very wealthy. And still, despite all of that money, Satan was able to infiltrate his family and make a mess of things. What do you think of this video?
All right, we're going to stop the tape right there. But that was Brother Gerald with Real Shop Chop Gospel Channel. And he played a clip from the Glenn Beck show and how Satan just got in Glenn Beck family and almost lost his daughter, almost killed his daughter to suicide. So thank God that Satan didn't get the victory. All right, that's it for today. Thank you for joining us. Listen to us all day long because we're in your corner right here on Ghostbusters.